how mountains came to be.
Long, long ago in the land of ancient Greece, there lived a sculptor named Alexander.
One day, while taking a walk in the forest, he noticed a young woman crying on a stump. The lady had deep, earthy, green eyes, brown hair, and the most beautiful face. Alexander sat down beside her.
Ma'am, why are you so down?
My husband has left me. I caught him cheating on me with another girl.
Why would anybody leave you? You're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. What is your name?
Gaia, and thank you.
You're Gaia, goddess of earth and nature?
Yes.
Eventually, they got married.
When their first child was born, they decided to name him Mountaineus. As a boy grew older, he became very strong.
His father taught him the trade of sculpting when he became a young man.
Mountaineus, your sculptures are magnificent. You are as accomplished as I am, and you're only 18.
They were so amazing. The gods themselves asked him to make sculptures of them.
Look at Mountaineus' sculpture of Aphrodite. He captured her beauty and her dimples.
Meanwhile, Uranus wanted Gaia back. Unfortunately for him, Gaia was in love and happy with Alexander. Uranus was furious.
Gaia, how could you not love me, let alone love a scrawny mortal?
I love him, Uranus, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, but there is. I will turn him into stone.
When Mountaineus heard what Uranus had done, he fell into a pit of rage and depression.
Oh, I must get revenge on Uranus.
So Mountaineus prayed to the gods for help.
Please give me the strength to pay back Uranus for killing my beloved father.
The gods also had problems with Uranus, so they answered by giving the strength to do so.
All Uranus has been is a pain in the neck.
Mountaineus dug below the surface until he had gathered enough rocks to build up a structure to Uranus. The higher he got, though, the more Uranus tried to stop him.
He sent snow down on the structure. The snow eventually made avalanches, but Mountaineus persevered and kept climbing. Eventually, he built Uranus.
You killed my father. You will pay.
The demigod and the immortal fought. With the strength the gods had given him, Mountaineus put up quite a battle. Unfortunately, he did not have the ability to win. Uranus struck him down. He died.
No.
When the gods heard about what had happened, they felt pity for the mortal. They looked down and saw what he had built.
This is amazing. It's like nothing I've ever seen. I think we shall build them all around the world. Also, in good favor of Mountaineus, we shall name these landforms mountains.
And that's how mountains came to be.